tell me what you're going to do. Let's set some bars for next year, and then we'll be wrapping up.
Personally, I always just I try to increase my business by 20% every year. That might not seem like a lot to people, but as you know, a husband and wife team, if we increase our 18 transactions by 20%, that's 3.6 transactions at the $450,000 price point we did this last year. That's 1.6 million of gross commissions. 1.6 in gross commissions can change lives. Because I figure I'll be at 100% when I get those. So I will be getting the majority of that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think Evan made a comment really early about when he was talking about, where his business is coming from, but two to four deals a year increase, you know, that's what, $50,000, $60,000. You don't think that's a satisfactory increase. I mean, unless you're just doing, 50, 60 transactions, but even that, it scales, right? Your growth ability scales as the production goes up. So, but I think most agents, the average being 4 to 5 a year for agents, which is pretty sad. But if you're doing 15 to 25, 30 a year, like 3 to 5 transactions increases, it's a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. And you're adding lifetime value customers doing it the way we've been talking about today. So that's over and over and over again, at least another 3 to 5 houses each customer, right? So it compounds.
Yeah.
So you got to think about it that way. So not transactional, but lifetime value of customer. And you have to deliver a service to do that. So, and that bakes in the protection of, Larry always says this, and I don't know where he got it. He can probably tell us, but in the absence of value, you're getting negotiated on that commission when they don't see value. So that's if you're a buyer's agent and trying to make the transition into listings, but you got to keep working buyers, start working on what your value is. Be able to verbalize it. And doing video will help you do that in about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's immediate. It's immediate. It open houses at all these places, these networking events, all these things, your verbalization of what's happening in the market and how to sell yourself happens in weeks with video. So I think you're just shooting yourself in the foot not doing video. So,
mm-hmm. Wow.
Larry?
Yeah. I'm gonna do Icon again because I'm gonna make it this time around too. So we're gonna do Icon again, and we're gonna do 10 million, and I am gonna build my referral base with the attorneys this year. I have talked about that, but I've got a plan, and I've got a brand now that I believe that will resonate with the attorneys, and I want to be that resource. I want that guy. I want to be that guy. They go, I got a client in front of me that is an absolute train wreck and they have nowhere to go to get one voice that'll figure out everything for them. And I'm going to bring so much value to that attorney. I want to make them look good because they associated with me. Hmm. That's the truth.
Nice.
So that's the big push this year is to build the attorney relationships so that I can accomplish my other goal, which is to work less.
How many attorneys are you going to be having lunch with per week in 2024?
That's a great jumping off point. Very good, Michael. So that's a great question. And I need to get that crystallized, like how many am I going to reach out to? What's going to be the lead into that? And then just get on the phone and have conversations and go take them to coffee and find out where their business is. And then I get to interview them and decide if I even want to do business with them.
Exactly.
Because if we're not a good fit from an ethics standpoint, if I get the sniff that guy doesn't really care about his clients, I'm probably not his guy. There's a two-way street, but that's coming from a position of strength, not begging like most agents. I hope they'll do business with me. I'll take scraps. I'll do whatever, that I need to get the deal. That's coming from a position of strength.
With all your With all your video assets, you'll be able to use those to build the initial trust. When you make that phone call,
there you go.
They'll already know.